In ancient alchemy, the beginning part of the process of transformation occurred when the alchemist found what was called prima materia, prime material. This was the base ingredient that the alchemist sought to change. But it was a base ingredient which was considered to be ready to make the transformation. A material that was primed. A material that stood on the brink, that had an inherent willingness to be transformed. Mankind stands on that brink now. Your world is ready. It is poised. It recognizes a need to change. In order to save itself from destruction, in order to become something better, something more, something that it senses deep inside its being, something that you sense deep inside yours. For mankind are connected, are one in the same, unified by the commonality of their origin, the divine, and your world is connected to you also. This change is within you all. The change is also required to save you from destroying yourselves, to save you from destroying your planet. It is required to prevent you from moving in a direction that ominously you may already be moving in, a direction that will see you separated from each other, celebrating and focusing on your differences rather than those things that unify you together as one. Now then, mankind must focus on their willingness for change, rather than shying away from it, rather than fearing it. They must embrace it. They must seize upon this sensation deep inside their heart, their gut, and focus on it, and use the power that is contained within them, their divine spark, to co-create in accordance with the divine and make it real. The essence of alchemy is stored within the stomach, within the dantian, within the hara, the alchemical cooking pot of energy within the energy body system. And it bubbles now. It rises now. Mankind can choose to acknowledge this as fear, or they can acknowledge to see it as opportunity. They can choose to focus on it as a bubbling excitement, a possibility, a new vision and dream for the future. Intuition also plays a part. For logical thinking is not the sole solution to the problem. Strategy will not win out alone. It must rather be tempered by intuition and lateral and instinctive feeling. The power of intuition has risen to the surface before and then fallen back again. It is a cyclic wave pattern of movement. It finds new ways to push to the fore, through creativity and artistry, as well as through psychical expression and obsession. Either way, it also must be celebrated and acknowledged, and further drawn to the surface of the consciousness of mankind's will and awareness. The moon plays its part in magnifying intuitive knowing. And that is why it is important to hijack the high tides of the moon's energy for oneself and for the world, to share and cast its glow out into the dark resources of the minds and hearts of men, out into the dark resources of the world, to let the blessing of the moon's full light inspire man. And so, you would do well to play your part individually and collectively, to acknowledge that feeling inside your stomach and to focus on it, to see where it leads you, to see what it encourages you to do, whether this be combining your power with the pre-existing power of others, or whether it be creating something new on your own. Whether it be using this light to peer through the darkness of pessimism and see instead hope and possibility. And also to hijack the light of the full moon and all those other wondrous lunar constellations and utilize them for yourself, for others, for the world. The situation that you have passed through and that you pass through still has been catalytic, is catalytic. It has exposed and revealed what needs to change, discrepancies in the equality of humanity, weaknesses within individual minds and hearts and families, within friendships, frailties within organisations, within employment, weakness and damage within mental, emotional and physical health that needs now to be shored up and changed. It has revealed that if the world is to endure, is to survive, is to change, mankind needs to step back and observe their reality as the artist does from a distance, and disentangled in this way, become the facilitator for the solving of problems, the lightning rod for the inspiration of the divine, the channel and conduit through which the blessing of divine power might flow. If mankind is to survive, is to endure, is to transform, they must recognise that in part solution lies in the bringing together of opposing forces, which in and of itself demands and requires forgiveness. of the past so that new futures might be made. Opposition born from the past impedes resolution in the present. Confusion born from deciding which path to take creates paralysis and sometimes has to be resolved through inner trust rather than certainty. When you are stuck and uncertain, searching for the guidance that you need to have greater confidence in your inner knowing, trust in the omens and portents that come to you in your world. And remember that although from time to time you may find that you and you alone have the power to make the gains that you seek, more often than not you will be guided to reach out and draw upon the collective might of the global family to aid and assist you. And that by doing so you are not showing weakness, but rather strength in the acknowledgement of the necessity for unity. You may also find, in fact, that you are guided at times to act as a cohesive force in order to enable others to achieve this art. And that you are being guided to draw upon your resources to create a network that others can use to find each other and draw upon each other's talents and gifts. As you move forwards then, for yourself and for your world, weigh the alternatives carefully. Identify the best aspects of each option. Bring opposing forces together in a new synthesis, both inside and outside of yourself. Listen to your intuition. Follow and trust your inner power. Remember, guidance can sometimes be found in the past, in those ancient tools and techniques, which could very easily be looked upon now as being nothing more than superstition and nonsense, but which enlightened mind in the past have recognized for carrying great truth and power. The tarot, the runes, the alchemical symbols, the power of archetypes. These things can be practically applied to help you and your world. Mankind must learn to see that the solutions that they seek are often found inside the heart of the challenge rather than outside of it. That the dragon that guards the path also guards the treasure. That the challenge, the dragon, the initiation, the constriction and limitation is part of the process of change that enables the warrior, the hero, to become who they need to be to change the world. That sometimes first they must change themselves, and then all else falls into place. Follow then this guidance and be blessed.